USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Let's get a coronavirus stimulus check update with Dan Araki.
The House passed a measure Monday to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has called on lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all House Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Congressman Ken Buck agrees. The Colorado Republican tells Newsmax TV that he would have supported the effort if it had reduced spending elsewhere in the bill.
They won't consider this at all, and I said that I would support this if they reduced or took away the pork and funded this $2,000 through the reduction of pork. They didn't do that. They just wanted more and more spending, and it's a typical Democrat strategy. I think what they're trying to do is appeal to voters in Georgia. I think it's very cynical, and it's sad. We're at $30 trillion of debt right now, and to just throw money around like that is typical policy, frankly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
It is being reported the new coronavirus vaccines will work against the new strain of the highly contagious virus. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Admiral Brett Giroir, the White House coronavirus testing czar, expressed confidence that newly developed coronavirus vaccines will work against all strains, including the one discovered in the United Kingdom that has proven to be highly contagious. Giroir says studies are being done on the vaccine's safety for children, but he's encouraging parents to send their kids back to school even if they aren't inoculated.
I think it's very important for listeners to understand that getting children back to school right now is safe now. There's data upon data upon data that children could go back to school safely in person. There was a recent study in the MMWR that said of all the places children are likely to turn positive, school is not one of them. So it is safe and very important to get children back in school even before they are vaccinated. Now, with the community rates going down, we hope, after the holidays, because we're seeing that trend right now, and with vaccines, it'll be even safer because there'll be less spread in the community. But children do not need a vaccine to go back to school safely. It's vital for their health to get them back physically present as soon as possible.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United Nations reported in March of 2020 there were nearly 1.5 billion children around the globe, or 87% of Earth's student population, are out of classrooms. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.